We are going to continue today in the second of the chapter, a Shmona Prakim of the Ram. Just before we begin, we want to thank, we have sponsors now going forward, to Dr. Klar in honor of her grandmother's Yurtzeit, Manya Bas Shmuel, to Danny and Jeremy Kupferman, as Chus for the Refuah Shleima for those who were injured in Eretz Yisrael, and Shalom and Sherry Hammer as well, for thanking them for sponsoring our shiur. So I see there are some new faces here, so I'm going to do a quick review of what we've been doing to catch us up. Even if you're not going to be here regularly, and you're going back to Eretz Yisrael, you should still get the Sefer. It's a good Sefer to have. It's a good Sefer to learn. The Shmona Prakim of the Rambam. But nevertheless, the first chapter introduces us to the concept of Midos, and the idea that we have to know ourselves and know the things that make up our neshama and our nefesh and how we function. And now here in the second chapter, the Rambam, we'll read the Rambam's title because the Rambam made the titles to these prakim. The Rambam says that the title is B'mirei Kochos HaNefesh U'B'Yidiyos HaChelek HaSher Bo Olo Yimtzu Ma'alos V'Apchusos. The rebellion of the Kochos HaNefesh, meaning when we go against Hashem, to know the chelek of the neshama, what's inside. And there you'll find to understand the positive and the negative attributes that we have. So let's begin. What we're probably going to do is we're going to read the whole thing together first, and then I'm going to talk about a particular theme that I want to bring out of what the Rambam is saying here. Let's begin. Da, ki ha-meri va-mashmas toriyim. Meri means rebellion. Either going against the Torah or listening to the Torah, they are found within two parts of the nefesh. They are found within, again, to review from last time, the Rambam said there are five parts of the nefesh. There is the chelek hazan, bodily functions, chelek hamargish, the senses, chelek hamadama, the imagination, chelek hamisorer, desires, wants, things like that. And chelek hasichli is the intellect. So the Rambam is telling us that the parts of the body, of the nefesh, that decide to do the right thing or to not do the right thing, are parts of the margish, are parts of the senses, that our senses either want to do the right thing or our senses want to do the wrong thing, or the chelek hamisorer, or our ratzon, our desires, our passions, our Yetzirah, Yetzirah Tov, that's where we find either doing the right thing or the wrong thing. That is where we engage in Averos or Mitzvos, our desires, our wants, our senses. The parts of our nefesh, which are our bodily functions, and our medama, meaning our imagination, Ein mashmas behen v'lomeri. There's no listening to the Torah or rebelling against the Torah, right? It's not like your stomach is like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I really want to rebel against Hashem today, so like I'm going to, you know, give you an upset stomach. That's not where it functions, because it runs naturally. It doesn't, your bodily functions can't rebel or do the right thing, and your imagination can't rebel or do the right thing. It's kind of like on autopilot. Because those two parts of your nefesh don't have bechira. You can't choose them, how to use them. I can't stop my imagination, right? I can't stop my bodily functions. They go on autopilot. Or to constrict them in some sort of way. Now, it's interesting, just to point, this is not our main idea. It's interesting that he says our imagination is something that we don't have control of. The imagination, says the Rambam, is not related to mitzvos and averos. If a person looked at something they weren't supposed to look at, and they had hirhurim, they had inappropriate, you know, thoughts, it's not your fault. Your imagination is not your fault. The aver is when you try to continue doing that thing, right? You had a thought, you had a mindset, you had an imagination about something that was not appropriate, and then you're like, oh, let's continue down that path, right? Let's continue to do that more. That's, the Rambam says, is an Avera. Things pop into our minds all the time. We think good things, we think bad things, whatever it may be. That's not your fault, says the Rambam. The koach ha-medam, your imagination, is beyond what you're capable of doing. It's just the way your body functions. The accountability, says the Rambam, is when you dwell on it. You want to go back to that inappropriate thing. You want to continue down that path of thinking the wrong thing. That is where we have that the issue, right? We'll talk about sinner, right? A person's going to hate somebody. Image of a person pops into their head. Oh, my gosh. When you think of that person, you just get all icky feeling and, you know, you turn cold inside and whatever. You get upset. Okay. We're human beings. We can't control our imagination. But then to continue down that path, and this thing should happen, and that, and that, and that, that is your fault. That's where you have the ability to overcome it. Okay? Hello. Tira kishne elu hachalakim. These two things. Ritzon lomar, what I mean is, hazan v'madamba, our biological functions and our imagination. Yifalu be'ez hashena. They work when we sleep. Mash'en kin kam b'shar kochas nefesh. Your seichel doesn't work when you sleep, right? Your rasan doesn't work when you sleep. You're sleeping. Abna machelak ha-sichli. But our intellect, yesh b'mavucha. So that, it can be confusing. Aval ani omer she'ev she'shia b'zeh koach gam kein meshmes meri. Your seichel, your intellect, can listen to Hashem, or it can rebel. Afi amunas de'a b'teila, or amunas de'a mitis. You can have thoughts and use your seichel to think the right thing, or you can have thoughts and use your seichel to think the wrong thing. Avaim bo maisa. But again, that's not a maisa, it's not an action, it's just your mind working. Shiyamar alav v'stam sham maisa mitzvah avera. Leficha'ch amarti l'malu b'shtei chalkim heim yintzu averas mitzvah. So therefore he says, your seichel is not really where mitzvahs and averas fall. The seichel is more in your mind and doesn't come into actions. It's your ratzon, he says, is where mitzvahs and averas are found, and your senses. Amnon. Hamalos, harehen shnei minim. So now this is going to transition, okay? Malos, so we're going to translate malos as virtues, okay? Positive things. There are two types of virtues, and this is going to be our main discussion for today. Hamalos midos, umalos sichlios. Virtues of your midos and virtues of your intellect. Ukenegdan shnei mine haprisios. And you can also ruin your intellect and ruin your midos. Now he's going to do this thing that we did last time. He's going to break into categories. Hamalos hasichlios. When it comes to virtues of the intellect of your mind, harehen yinsu l'chelek hasichli. So they are found in the intellectual range. What are the two parts of the mind where we have virtues of the brain? Mehen hachachma. The first is chachma. Now the Rambam is very into defining terms. What does chachma mean? So if I asked you before today, what does chachma mean? You'd probably tell me what? What does chachma mean? Wisdom, right? So that could be anything. So the Rambam says no. Hu yediyas hasibos harichokos v'akrovos achar yediyas mitzios davar asher yichkaru sivosav. It's understanding wisdom means the cause and effects of things. Why things happened, right? I understand if geometry and physics and biology, things like that. That's chachma. Chachma is sibos rechakos v'akrovos. The reasons of things that are far and things that are close. Why are things going on in the world? How does the world function? That's chachma. Haseichel, what's seichel? Umimenu haseichel yuni, that is to be introspective. V'uashir yusag lanu b'tev. This is what we have in nature. Rotson lomer, what I mean is, hamuskalos harishonos. Umimenu seichel nikne. Vein zimekavah. He says, we're not really going to elaborate how the seichel goes and analyzes things deeply. Umehen charifus tov b'havana, sharpness, understanding things clearly. Hu atov tefisas hadavar, to be able to grasp things, b'mehirus lo bizman, very quickly without a lot of time on it. That's seichel. O bizman katsar ma'od, a very short amount of time. Upchisios zehakoach hefach elu o shekadavdav. A bad seichel, meaning a lower seichel, is if it takes you don't understand things, you know, it takes you a super long time to chap it, or you're not so sharp in understanding something. That's the negative side of seichel. That's intellect. Okay, let's put that on the side. Amnon. Ma'alos hamidos. When it comes to virtues of midos, harehen yimsu l'chelek ha-misorer levado. L'chelek ha-misorer, which is what? Our desires, our yetzer. Midos have to do with our desires. Bachelak hamargish bezeh, and our senses, heinyan eino el shemesh lechelak hamisorer, your senses are a shamish. What's a shamish? It's a supporter, like the shamish by the menorah, right? Your senses, your hearing, your sight, your sense of touch, your taste, things like that. That is, they serve the chelak hamisorer. Using your eyes and your mouth and your ears, those are in the service of your desires. There are many, many areas, many, many virtues in our midos. Zihirus, ayin yafa, tzedek, savlonus. So what does that mean? Being careful in things, seeing the world in a positive way, righteousness, patience, anava, humility, histakus, being happy with what you have, gvura, strength, ne'amanus, zulaso, to be trustworthy. What does it mean to have bad virtues and midos? It means either, now pay attention, you would tell me it means to be not have these things, right? To not be trustworthy, to not be righteous, to not have patience, right? That's obviously, but look what the Ram says. Hachisra be'ela, o hayisra be'em, or to have too much, to be balanced, right? If you're too patient, right, and people treat you like a shmata, and they walk all over you, well, is that good midos? No. It means you have no self-esteem, right? If you have too much of an ayin yafa, and you think everything in the world is amazing, and everything is fantastic, but you get taken advantage of, or it's not appropriate to think that as a positive thing, then your midos are not balanced. Good midos, again, this is not our point for right now, but the Rambam is telling us that good midos means that they're balanced. Not too much, not too little. Goldilocks, right? Right there in the right amount. Okay, let's continue now. Just a little bit more, and then we'll come back. Let's just finish the section, right? So let's see what he says. Aval hachelak hazan v'medama, but the portion of our biological functions and our imagination, lo yemar bo lo mailo v'prisus, right? Can I have more or less? My body functions the way it does. My body naturally on its own will not be more healthier or less healthier. It's not up to me. Yes, it's up to me to eat junk or not, but the body runs as it is. It's not like my body's misbehaving today because, it didn't want to go for a jog. It's not my body's problem. That's my brain's problem, my Yetzer's problem. Right? I don't say my body's misbehaving. I don't say my imagination is doing a good job today or a bad job today. What do I say? It's misaken or not. It's tik or not. It's working or it's not working. Right? It's either on or off. Kmo sheyamar, shiploni ikulo tov. Somebody has good digestion. Obatzel ikulo. He has poor digestion. O nifsa to nifsa dimyono. Or he is lacking, or he's lacking imagination. Oh, Mr. Helkitukon, or his imagination works properly. Ein b'chozel lo mayel v'lo p'chisus. There's no better imagination. There's worse imagination. It's just imagination. V'zem asher tzoni l'chal b'zeh haperek. And that's all I want to tell you in this chapter. Now, I think we've only spoken for 13 minutes. We have a few more things to say. What I want to pick up now is a major theme that the Rambam is going to pick up again and again and again. He'll write about this in this parak. He'll write about it in the fifth parak, the seventh, and the eighth. And that is the idea of the two virtues working together. Seichel and Midos. Okay? Let's talk now, for our remaining time, how our intellect and our Midos work together. Because if we don't understand this, then we're not going to appreciate the rest of the Shemona Parakim. So let's discuss for now, for a few moments, how our intellect, our being, we'll say, smart and wisdom, works together with our midos. In the eighth parak, the Rambam is going to emphasize that a virtue, a mila, is something that a person made an effort to acquire. Okay? A mila, says the Rambam, is not something you were born with from birth. If you are naturally a very positive person, that's not a mila. That's not a plus. That's just the way you are. A mila is something you develop and you progress in. These virtues store within them the entire structure of the nefesh so that a person can reach a high level of success. And whoever doesn't grow their milos in midos and is dragged into just being a natural, this is the way I am, this is the way I act, this is who I am, don't tell me to grow, don't tell me to be different, this is just the way Hashem made me. So that person is inferior. Their yetzer, their instincts, their base desires are in control. The goal is to grow our midos, to not say, this is just who I am, this is the way Hashem made me. What, I get upset quickly when a person doesn't, person's late, and I get nasty at them? That's just who I am. No, you're a human being, you have bechira. You can choose to become better. We develop those virtues. The concept of milos of midos and milos of the seichel, again, we're going to get back to again and again. But let's lay the foundation here today. Two perfections, or shlemos, that a person has to reach are the shlemos in midos and the shlemos of seichel. The Rambam says the goal, and this is what we said last time, the goal of all growth is to come closer to Hashem. And a person who wants to be a Navi has to complete perfection in the intellectual arena and also his midos as well. You cannot be a Navi. There's a lot of discussion about Navu in these parashios right now. You cannot be a Navi, al pi halacha, unless you are developing intellectually and you are developing your midos. Let's talk about shlemos in the area of seichel. What does that mean, that a person is growing intellectually? It means the abilities of the mind, understanding, memory, perception, being able to compare and contrast things, to be able to distinguish between things, right? That these two things are not the same. If a person has any defect or deficiency in his intellectual abilities, then you cannot become a Navi. That's how it works. Now, in yeshivas, when boys learn in yeshivas, so we focus on the intellectual ability. We develop it. We try to sharpen it at a very high level. You know, we have this expression in yeshivas that it's adif lishar b'kushya b'sugya militarets teretz dachuk v'akum. It's better to remain with a question on the Gemara than to give a bad answer, okay? It's better to remain and say, I don't understand, than to have a seichel that says, like, an unintelligent answer. Better to be left with the question than to give a bad answer. Why do we say that in yeshivas? Because we value using the intellect in an appropriate way. And if your mind is crooked, and if you use the world in a crooked way, and it can't see what makes sense or doesn't make sense, that's not a value. That's something that we don't put on a pedestal. Over the years in yeshiva, so a boy in yeshiva looks at every single word in Rashi, and he learns to know how to question a steer in a Rashi, and every part of the sugya. They say in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of the Gra, that kol hagadol besvara yishara gadol mechavero. Whoever has a more yashar, a more straight way of looking at something, and views the world in an intellectually correct way, the greatest svara is better than the next person. What we hold on to in yeshivas, when a boy goes to yeshiva, is to grow and to develop the way he looks at the world, the way he looks at the Gemara, the way he looks at halacha, to have an appropriate way and a yasha way to view his intellect. All this expression shows the great amount of effort, investment, that yeshivas put into, you know, sharpening the intellect. So, Rosh Shlomo Hoffman heard the following story from Rav Meir Chadash. Rav Meir Chadash was a mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was a Talmud of the Altar of Slobodka. So the Altar of Slobodka had a wonderful expression to explain these types of intellectual abilities. One time, Rav Meir Chadash, who was very close to the Altar of Slobodka, so he asked the Altar of Slobodka why he seemed to not value a particular bachur in the yeshiva. The Altar made a lot of use of his time and effort in the yeshiva to get to know the boys, to lift them up, to build a close keshe with them. But there was a boy in the yeshiva that the Altar of Slobodka felt he just, like, wasn't so interested in. So the Altar told him that his intellectual level, like his the way he views the world and his mind, it's he's not developing. It's very, very low. He's not working on his the way he views the world. So after a period of time, so that bachar, he made a siyum on all of Shas. Oof, it's a big deal. He made a siyum on the whole Gemara. So Rav Meir Chadash came over to the Altar of Slobodka, and he said,
Now you should appreciate this bracha. Look, he finished all of Shas. He made a seam in all of Shas. So the Alter Slabatka told Rav Meir Chadash, it's better to be an Am Haaretz on one page of Gemara than to be an Am Haaretz in all of Shas. Meaning it's very nice that he finished all of Shas, but he's still, the young man still, the way he views things is crooked. He doesn't have a normal, the way he views the world is off. So what? So you know a lot of pages of Gemara? But what's the value if your seichel and the way you view the world and your intelligence is not being developed? I want to be clear. I'm not saying that this is not an issue about grades, now we do in school. Baruch Hashem, we're all hopefully past that. We're talking about being street smarts. I'm not talking about a degree and a master's and a doctorate. That means very little. We're talking about street smarts, the way you view people, the way the size of a situation, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. That is what we mean by seichel, okay? So there he says, so what? So you know a lot of pages of the Gemara, and you read a lot of books, and therefore what? But how is it? So you're still not viewing the world in the proper way. A person who's deficient in seichel can't be a Navi. Therefore, his level of understanding of Hashem is stunted. The correction of midos is necessary in order to reach a state of purity for one's mind. The seichel, our mind, is influenced by our passions, our lusts, our midos. And if a person wants that purity of his seichel, he has to learn how to not be controlled by his yetzer, by his impulses. Well, I do whatever comes into my mind right away. That's a person who's not in control. We need to have to, let's expand upon this a little bit more. The reason why we need to work on our midos is so that our yetzer hara does not affect our seichel. If you are not working on your midos and control of your yetzer, then it's going to infect your mind. The more the instincts of a person are in control, the more crooked and far away from seichel a person will be. Our purpose here is to bring our seichel to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's never going to be on the level, but to increase our mind and to get our mind closer to Hashem. So there's no influence of the yetzer hara. To have what we call a misa shel Torah. We want to understand the Torah in a way of emes, to attain dveikus with Hashem. But the Gemara says, chosmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal, the sign of Hashem is emes. The more emes you are, then the closer you are to Hashem. That is the main thing. If I had to say on one level, al regal achas, what is the goal here? The goal is to come closer to Hashem. And in doing that, the more you make your mind, your seichel, emes, and truthful, and you view the world in the right perspective, then your mind, and therefore you, are coming closer to Hashem. So a person has to know, where is it that we, you know, where are we, you know, stumbling? Do we see our yetzer hara when we're angry? When there's a war and we're stressed out? Is it, do you see that you are not in control when you're at a family simcha? When your glasses break, when you're hungry, you're thirsty, you're tired, a person hears a loud noise, there's music around them that's upsetting them, when a fly sits on your ear and you'll lose control, you freak out, and there's a bug in here, oh my gosh, and all of a sudden you're totally calm, but there's like a bee in the room, and a totally normal person, a bee comes into the room, they like lose control. I'm not talking the person has like an allergy, but there are people, like there's a little tiny bug, and now like the whole world crumbles around them, because there's a bug. That's a person who's not in control over the yetzer in that particular area. Okay, there's a bug in the room. We'll figure out how to deal with the bug. I'll move on to the next thing. But part of developing our midos is having a sense of control. A person has a headache, and they fall apart, right? A person could be at work, a person could be at school, and they have a headache. And now the whole day falls apart. I can't do it. I have to go to bed for 5 hours, and I can't do anything. I have to be on my phone now for the next 3 hours because I have a headache. Take some Advil. Get yourself together, it's a headache, and move on to the next thing. It's about being in control of our yates, our instincts. Instead of our natural reaction being, this is a problem, and now, I go back to what I feel I have to react to right away, a person who develops their midos is in control of their instincts, is in control of their yetzer, will now have a seichel, will have an intellect that's more in control and more yashar to make the right decisions. It means that the mental activity of a person is affected by the emotional factors that either help or hinder you from using your mind. all the parts of the nefesh, zan, physical activities, margish, the five senses, medama, the imagination, mesorer, our desires, our passions, and things like that, that were presented, and we explained in the first parak, all of those forces can interfere with the intellectual activity. And therefore, the more a person has control over those things, the impulses, your imagination, the more you'll be able to achieve concentration and control over the seichel. Have we explained again why the midos and the seichel go hand in hand, why the Rambam links the two together? Is that clear, everybody here? Should I repeat it again? If you don't have control of your midos, your impulses, your initial desire to react the way as an animal would, then it's going to infect the way you view the rest of the world. The goal of the world is to reach seichel tahor, says Rosh Shlomo Hoffman, to purify our seichel, to be in line with Hashem, to be free from influence of passions, so we can reach amisa shel Torah. And the more our midos improve, then the more we can reach dveikos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we can understand Hashem, and if we have an intellect that's truth, chos moshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, the more our mind is in line with emes and the rasan Hashem, then the closer we become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in any case, when we talk about a person's, you know, peak in this world, it's to have Ruach HaKodesh, right? The Mesilas Yesharim. What's the end of the Mesilas Yesharim? Not that anybody gets there. What's the end of the Mesilas Yesharim? It's Ruach HaKodesh and Tzimim L'Chaim Mason. That's the end goal. The goal here is to potentially to be able to have Ruach HaKodesh. That's the highest rung on the ladder of the Mesilas Yesharim. I'm not saying I'm expecting everybody to be there. I'm not there. I don't necessarily plan to have Ruach HaKodesh. But we're trying to climb that ladder to get to that potential area, to be in a situation where I could be a person that Hashem would grant me Ruach HaKodesh. That my mind and my midos are so aligned with the Ratzon Hashem that if it would be possible, Hashem would give me Ruach HaKodesh. That's our ultimate goal over here. Even if there's no Nebuah nowadays, it's important to try and to get as close as possible. The Rambam puts an emphasis on this goal in the Shmona Prakim, where the emphasis is on man's purpose in the world to acquire, again, malos sichlios and malos hamidos, virtues of the intellect and virtues of our midos. We're going to see in the fifth parak, the Rambam directs all of our efforts, shukol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim. All of our actions should be for the sake of heaven. In the seventh parak, the Rambam is going to talk about Nevuah, and he expands on Nevuah and Hechaseus as well. It's interesting, if you go to the seventh parak, which not all you have in front of you, but the title of the seventh parak is Hamechitzos Hamafsikos Bein Lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the walls that separate us and Hashem. So we enter into this very essential and main issue of our work in this world, to reach a state of seichel tahor. We should have our mind that's tahor, free from the effects of the Yetzer. And again, the more we excel in this, the closer you get to Hashem, the more we lack in seichel and midos, then the further is a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a goal, there's a purpose to reach a seichel tahor, which is Amisa Shel Torah. Now, sometimes we'll say in yeshivas that a person has, you know, a Gemara cup, or he thinks like a Rishon, but he thinks like Rashi. No, what it means is that his seichel is yasher. It means that he thinks in a clear, thought out, and processed way. Ki ata Elokim emes, udvarcha emes v'kayam. We said by Yom Noraim, right? We said Hashem is emes, and Hashem's words are emes's world. His words are emes as well. Hashem's reality is truth, and there's no lies before Hashem. Now, a person can be busy all of his life with meditations and working on tefillah and all different types of things. But if in his personal life he lies to his neighbors, he argues with them, and you have bad manners, and you're all over the place, and he says to himself, okay, what's the big deal? What does that do with my avodas Hashem? I'm learning Torah. I daven, right? I do tzedaka, and I do chesed, right? Sounds like a great guy. Does chesed, learns Torah, and davens three times a day. That is not enough. He's not close to Hashem, says the Rambam. What happens with your neighbors is not one thing. and something else, right? I do everything. I do the daf, and I'm davening, and I do chesed. I'm involved in committees, but he doesn't get along with any of his neighbors. That is a red flag. That's a big problem, that a person is lacking in their meters with other people. You have to know it's incorrect. Such a person who does not have Milos Hamidos and does not have Milos HaSeichel is not close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you lie to your neighbors, it distances you from Hashem. It's a mechitza that separates you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll just end with a beautiful thought. Rav Elia Lopian would say, regarding this brach we say on the Yom Narayim, again, Ki at Elokim emes, u'dvarcha emes, v'kayem la'ad, right? Well, again, what does it mean? You, Hashem, are true, your words are true, and you stand forever. What does it matter if u'dvarcha emes? If Hashem is true, doesn't that also mean what? What does that mean? That His what is true? That His words are true. So why do we say that your emes and your words are emes? So if Elio Piano would explain that when you go to a foreign country, you can't speak to the people of that country in the language that you speak, right? Right now, so my mom is on a trip in Japan. She's in Japan right now. I think it's Shabbos there by now. So she can't speak English to people in Japan. You won't be able to communicate there. They're not going to understand her. You have to learn the language of the location that you're going to. They'll be able to understand you then. In davening, we say, At Elokim Emes, Hashem, you are Emes. But there's only one way to speak Hashem's language. If you want to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one way to get close to Hashem. If you want to be in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's country, so to speak, and you want to talk to Hashem, there's only one language Hashem speaks, and that is, it's Emes. That's what it means to Devarach Elokim Emes. That's the only way to connect with Hashem. You can't speak to Hashem with words that are not Emes, because it's not His language. So in short, the more truthful a person is, the more emistic a person is, the more yasher their seichel is, the more they improve their midos, then the closer the person is to Hashem. And that is what the Rambam wants to tell us over here, that these are the two milos. Milos hamidos, milos haseichel. They are not independent of one another. You must have both. If somebody is very, very bright, and they know a lot of information, but their midos are not good, that means there's something wrong with their seichel. That means there's something off. And we need to be developing both of these things. Improve midos will improve our seichel to be able to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and align our mind with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to bring us closer to Him. Okay? We will stop here.